5. Campus life.
Come in.
Excuse me, Professor Altman? Am I disturbing you? I have a question about the exam.
No, come in, come in. What is it with you students? Always worried about disturbing me. Why is that?
Well, I don't know. Aren't professors really busy preparing classes and doing research?
Yes, yes, that's true. But you see, forgive me, what was your name?
Emily.
Ah, yes, Emily. You see, Emily, these office hours are not my time to be making class preparations or doing my research. This is my time that is available for the students. This is why I am here now. Your tuition fees are paying for my house and car and the hot dog I ate for lunch. In return, I teach you about human behavior, if I can, and I hold office hours for you to converse with me. You see, it's an economic exchange.
Really? So we can just come in any time to chat?
Well, yes. During the office hours, basically, yes. But it's always nice to be a bit prepared, of course.
What do you mean?
Well, as you know, there are many students, and only 8 office hours per week. So we want to use this time wisely and efficiently.
Oh, like I should prepare a specific question.
Yes, that's always nice, of course. Having a specific reason is a great start and can accelerate the process. Some students, you know, they want to get a good reference. So they come by all the time just to chat so that I know them well. Although I certainly want to get to know the students in my classes, that's too much, you know?
So, mainly these office hours are just if we're having problems in the course?
No, no. Also, if you would like some, further clarification of some concept as well. But if you do come in for a problem, don't just come in and say, "Oh no, oh help, I will never pass. It is hopeless. Please help me, Professor." Then I have to spend an hour asking questions to ascertain the specific problem. And sometimes, students want me to figure out an adequate paper topic for them and get them started on their research. That is okay, but you need to come with some ideas, something to start with.
Okay, that all makes sense. Wow, thanks for taking the time to explain this to me. I should have been taking advantage of the office hours system a lot more over the past 2 years. They really should explain this to us when we start at the university.
Ah, yes, this would make perfect sense. But do they do it? No, it needs doing, though. Then I have to do it. You don't have to tell me.
I wonder if there is some way to suggest it. Like, is there someone in charge of freshman orientation who could be told about this problem?
That sounds like an excellent question for your academic advisor.
Oh, you're right. I'll have to ask her the next time I go see her.
Anyway, Emily, how can I help you today?
Number 1. What are the people mainly discussing? Number 2. What is the professor's main point? Number 3. What does the woman learn from speaking to her professor? Number 4. What does the professor imply when he says this?
Your tuition fees are paying for my house and car and the hot dog I ate for lunch.